Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today is Thursday, March 23rd. I'm Bill Ryan. Here's what's trending on Q104. The CEO of TikTok will try to convince a House committee this morning that the social media platform owned by Chinese company ByteDance does not harm its users or threaten U.S. national security. Also yesterday, TikTok announced they would ban digitally manipulated videos known as deepfakes while warning its U.S. users that a ban could take TikTok away from all 150 million of you. A federal appeals court in a sealed order yesterday directed a lawyer for Donald Trump to turn over to prosecutors documents in the investigation into the former president's retention of classified records at his Florida estate. The ruling is a significant win for the Justice Department, which has focused for months not only on the hoarding of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, but also on why Trump and his representatives resisted demands to return them to the government. The Browns made a trade yesterday. They picked up wide receiver Elijah Moore from the New York Jets. In exchange, the Browns gave up a 2023 second-round pick, and they pick up a third-round pick. The Cavs will play the Brooklyn Nets tonight. They beat them on Tuesday night. Tonight's game, also in Brooklyn, tips off at 7:30. It's going to be a rain and a lot of it today. We're going to be in the 50s for most of the day, but then a cold front coming in that's going to put us back into the 40s. That's what's trending on Q104. Let's get to all things entertainment right now. It's a Hollywood Dirt Sheet.
Yeah, and you want to listen up because some of the questions for Battle of the Burbs will come from this here Hollywood Dirt Sheet. So let's jump into it. Netflix is being sued over its hit show Outer Banks. Jeff Wilson has filed a copyright infringement lawsuit against Netflix as he alleges the series has way too many similarities to a book he published in 2013 titled Queen Anne's Revenge. Wilson claims the novel he published follows four friends on a treasure hunt from a famous shipwreck near the Outer Banks of North Carolina, much like the plot of the series. The author is asking that Netflix transfer over any profits that they had made from allegedly infringing on his novel, in addition to an injunction which would stop Netflix from distributing or advertising for Outer Banks. In TV news, Blake Shelton turned his chair for the last time on The Voice. It's the end of an era. Blake Shelton, the longest running and only OG judge on The Voice, finalized his team on the long running singing competition. 19-year-old Grace West, a country singer and songwriter, is the last vocalist Blake will ever choose for one of his teams. Here was the moment he pushed the final buzzer.
I have one spot left on my team. I would be honored if you would join the last team, Blake, as the last person that I will ever hit this freaking worn out button for.
Oh, I love Blake Shelton. Niall Horan and Blake both wanted her for the final slot, but it was clear that Grace wanted to be team Blake, and the final team Blake is officially set. Gisele Bündchen is speaking out about her divorce from Tom Brady for the first time. In an interview with Variety magazine, Gisele says the assumptions that the split was about football are, quote, very hurtful and, quote, the craziest thing I've ever heard. Cough break. Here's what she said. When I was 26 years old and he was 29 years old, we met, we wanted a family, we wanted things together. As time goes by, we realize that we just wanted different things. And now we have a choice to make. That doesn't mean you don't love the person. It just means that in order for you to be authentic and truly live the life you want to live, you have to have somebody who can meet you in the middle, right? It's a dance. It's a balance.
Still sounds like football
still
to me.
Still sounds like it's about football. Yeah, like, wanted, what are you talking about?
You wanted different things. He wanted to play football. You didn't want him to.
Exactly. So it's like, is it about football or is it the craziest thing that she's ever heard? It's gaslighting. Okay, here's what we can watch on TV tonight. Station 19 and Grey's Anatomy is on ABC. March Madness, again on CBS, Next Level Chef. is on Fox, and all of your Law and Orders are on NBC. Anything else you need, Hollywood and more, up at Q104.com. Get it there and always on the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.